Hello?
Hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay, and we're just calling from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? Now, are you 18 years old?
How long is it?
I'm sorry?
How long is it?
It's no more than 10 minutes, ma'am. I'll be brief. Now, how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade?
None.
You have no kids in the school? No relatives, like nephews, nieces that you are aware?
Not living with me.
Okay, but are you aware how they do in the school? Like the type of programs they have in school, so on and so forth?
Yeah, I'm actually a teacher.
Excellent, that's true. I mean, you can help us a lot. This is actually a study about the school system in Boston. So you got two relatives in the school system in Boston, in the public school. Okay. Let's move on. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
49.
Thank you. Now, moving forward. Now, how would you, sorry, man, this is just a study we're conducting in your area. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, okay? It's just we don't want nobody to feel discriminated. But how would you describe your gender? Man, woman, non-binary, or some other way?
Female.
Okay. And how would you describe your race? White, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian Islander?
You said Haitian island? What did you say?
Sorry. I say Haitian or Pacific Islander. Native American.
Oh, how come Haitians get a different category?
Well, they're just trying to separate the different types, you know, the zone, like the Haitian and Pacific Islanders, pretty much in that area. You know, Hispanic, Latino, African American or Black, Native American or Alaskan Native.
I say that, do you have Afro-Caribbean?
African-American and Black?
No, right. Afro-Caribbean. Do you have Afro-Caribbean?
Afro-Caribbean. Yes, I got it right here. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Now, of what grades are your relatives are currently in? The ones in the school system right now. What grade are they?
I think one is in, is he a sophomore? Sophomore, high school sophomore, so 10th grade. Mm-hmm. And the other is a kindergartner.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I appreciate your patience. Now, which of the following best describes the schools where your relatives are enrolled this year? A public school run by the school district? A public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic or private or independent school, or homeschooling, or another format?
Both of them public school.
Public school. Thank you. Now, to the best of your knowledge, are any of your relatives enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational
No.
Technical schools teach students the skills they need for a trade or occupation. Okay. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Now, you mentioned
no,
you have
not.
A child. Okay, that's what I'm required to read verbatim, ma'am, and that's the reason why I continue reading, okay, just for the quality control reasons, but I appreciate your patience. Now, you mentioned that you have a child on the 10th grade. Now, the following several questions will be about these child schools. Now, which of the following best describes this school where your 10th grade relative is enrolled this year? I'm sorry, you say public schools, right? A public school?
Correct.
Okay. And the students are often graded on the quality of their work using letters A, B, C, D, and F. And suppose your 10th grade relative school was graded in the same way, considering all parts of the school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on. Now, how would you grade your 10th grade your 10th grade relative schools so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell?
Well, I really don't know. I don't parent him, so I don't know.
So you're not familiar with
what his school is like.
Yeah, okay. Well, I do appreciate
it. I mean, he does well in school. That's all I can say. I don't know about the school individually.
I understand, man. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. And believe me, it's been a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. Okay? Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Ooh, okay.